We recently expanded with some other funding from the same funding source, from the Victims of Crime Act, which is funded through the State of Tennessee Office of Criminal Justice Programs. So currently we have domestic violence programming in Anderson, Loudoun, and Roane counties, also in Knox County, Blount, and Sevier counties. But originally, you know, we started in Knoxville and have served the Knoxville community for, I think we're about 120 years old. And then probably in the past 5 years have expanded to Anderson County. And then those other outlying counties were newer to our service area. So that's Roane, Loudoun, Blount, and Sevier.
How do these programs work? What exactly do they entail as far as what they do for domestic violence victims?
So we have a couple of different domestic violence-specific programs. Really our oldest program and, you know, what we've been doing the most of is domestic violence advocacy, which really is, you know, when working with victims of domestic violence, advocacy is really that crucial piece that connects a victim to safe housing, sometimes shelter, getting an order of protection, looking at the level of danger that they're in, doing safety planning with them. Really, it's those crisis intervention services that are really life-saving and really the first step for a victim when they reach out and are looking for safety and services to get out of that relationship.
Now, the new funding is going to go to pay for a DCS liaison, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
What are the duties of this person specifically?
Like you said, it's to be a liaison between the Department of Children's Services, specifically their CPS investigators. So those are the Child Protective Service investigators that are investigating allegations of abuse or neglect, and kind of the domestic violence expert there to be able to provide resources, education, training for those non-offending parents that are in the middle of those investigations. So a lot of times what we have found is that victims, I think historically sometimes people have looked at them as, okay, you failed to protect your children from this situation. And what we really know is if you talk to victims and you get into the story and the history of the relationship, a lot of times the victims are doing everything in their power to keep their children safe. And sometimes that means staying, which is kind of hard to hear, but it's because they're looking at the best interest of their children. So this liaison gives the opportunity to really see what's going on and what can we do to help a victim be able to keep their kids, if that's at all possible, keep them safe. You know, sometimes that means getting them out of the relationship, but not looking at them as, you know, you failed to protect, but instead you're the non-offending parent.
Does YWCA already have a relationship with DCS?
We do. We have worked with DCS in, I guess, more of an informal fashion for many years. You know, we've provided support group services to clients that are somehow involved with the Department of Children's Services. In fact, most of the clients that come to our domestic violence support group are referred by the department. It's been a relationship that has definitely grown over the past few years. Several of us on staff here at the YWCA have either worked for DCS in the past or like a contract agency. So, you know, having that experience and that knowledge about the system, I think, has been helpful. And, you know, we kind of understand the requirements that are placed on clients. And so sometimes we're able to provide those services to help a client successfully navigate through whatever it is that they need to do with the department in order to either keep their children or get their children back.